So now we're left with the big question. If Jupiter is going back and forth over a significant part of your chart, what does it mean? Well, let's start with giving Jupiter a simple, all-encompassing value, a single word interpretation. Yes, I know, we shouldn't. To help build up some basic ideas. And that word, for now, is big. Now let's apply it to the areas of your life shown by the houses in your chart. If you've got Jupiter going through your first house, then it will work to make you, yourself, bigger. It will build your confidence. It will create new opportunities in your personal life to do with you, yourself. A new relationship? Quite possibly. On the downside, it could also make you physically larger, adding a few pounds which you might not want. Though, if you're planning a family, then it's great for that because it will help you grow. Jupiter has no agenda here. It's not trying to create a specific purpose or result. Its role is simply to make you bigger, make you grow, in whatever way it can. And it's helping create more for the future and for you. That's what it does. If you've got a planet in that house, then it makes that bigger too. With Mercury, it makes your ideas grow. With Uranus, it feeds your creativity and your need for independence. In the second, it's about big money. Not necessarily winning it, though that too, we hope, but about expanding your lifestyle, moving up to a better way of life, fulfilling your aspirations. Lovely. Again, if you've got planets here, it will make them active to give you more, to improve your way of life. All good. In the third, it's about an expansion of your daily routines, the number of people you see every day, and maybe the number of clients or customers you have. It shows a lot of negotiation going on. Whatever it is that you do, you're branching out. If you're specifically involved in education, as a teacher or as a student, it speaks for itself. The third house is always to do with that. And the success and the good that comes from it will be there in that area of your life. Something that people forget about in the third, though, is brothers and sisters. What if your brother marries, and that means you're not his closest relationship anymore? Or if your sister has a baby, which changes the dynamic between the pair of you? In the long run, it's good, but it seems that they're the ones Jupiter is helping to grow, not you. Well, it looks like that at the time, but actually it's you that's learning too. In the fourth, it's big family, big home. This one is also about expanding families, but it's also a known indicator, if you're at that time of your life, of moving out of the tiny apartment you share with two of your friends and getting some place of your own where you can breathe. You're on the way up, you feel. In the fifth, it's big love, big excitement, big fun. The most playful of the Jupiter house transits, and to astrologers of old, the one most likely to produce children, though perhaps not so true now. But a time to boldly go down paths you've never taken before, to take risks and to feel alive. Even if you've got no planets here in your own chart, Jupiter in the fifth is probably going to be in a sign of the same element as your ascendant, so you'll be in harmony with yourself, like we said about the retrogression points. A good time, therefore. In the sixth, it's your various responsibilities that get bigger. If in the fifth you could please yourself, in the sixth you've definitely got to put others first. And if you've got a planet or two here already, then Jupiter passing over them will make whatever duties they signify, and you'll know what they are, more demanding, at least for a while. Jupiter here will also bring up health issues, but at the same time he'll help resolve them. Maybe you get to the stage where you feel you finally have to do something about whatever it is. Or maybe you finally have the confidence or the money to undertake the necessary treatment. As always, with Jupiter, the outcome will be beneficial. In the seventh, it's big relationship time. Whatever stage your personal life is at, single, dating, more than that, Jupiter will move it on and give it some momentum. You'll be amazed at how much a relationship can develop in just a few months. In the eighth, it's about release and moving on. It's hard to be specific here, but let's just say that Jupiter is going deep with this one, really deep, right down to the roots of things, doing what has to be done. As always, it's good. It can be a bit of a white-knuckle ride at times. So if you've already got some planets here and Jupiter is triggering them, expect some big changes. So, big relief, maybe. In the ninth, it's about big distance, or more accurately, far horizons. Jupiter here will stimulate your intellect, giving you new things to develop a passion for, new places to see, new viewpoints to be inspired by. This is the transit that makes you want to go to college, to study astrology maybe, or to visit another country and fall in love with its people, its language and its culture. If you already have planets here, you probably live that kind of life anyway. And in that case, Jupiter's transit will just push all the usual buttons and set you off on another adventure. And finally, Jupiter transiting the ninth can sometimes, not always, help you to find your faith if you didn't have one before. Jupiter going backwards and forwards in the 10th usually means big promotion. This is a career thing, plain and simple. Whatever you're doing, you'll be doing more of it and doing well. If you've got other planets here, they'll help steer you in the right direction, because at the end of the day, we all end up doing what is indicated by our 10th house in the horoscope, even if we try to ignore it. In the 11th, it's high hopes. Like the 5th, this one is all about having fun, having friends, and having good things happen. It's hugely optimistic. If you've got planets here and in your birth chart, then having Jupiter go over them will unlock their potential and help you realize some of your ambitions. But even if you have nothing here in your birth chart, Jupiter passing through your 11th gives these months an upbeat tone, a sense that life is good, which it is. In the 12th, Jupiter brings a big sigh of contentment, I suppose, because as it completes its tour of your chart, it lets you see that in the long run, things worked out pretty well. This one is a bit like the transit of the 8th in that it releases you from the past, but it's a lot less scary, far more peaceful. If you have planets here, then as they are activated by Jupiter, it could bring the energy and optimism needed to resolve certain issues which go way back into your past. There is also the sense of preparation, looking forward to the future, because you'll be able to feel that the next 12-year cycle of Jupiter is about to begin, as it will when it crosses your ascendant, moves into your first house again. So with this here, you'll be thinking and planning. It's that quiet stage of your life before everything gets frantic again. So, that's the whole cycle of 12, and it's worth thinking about it like that. We will all live, on average, through 6 or 7 of these 12-year Jupiter cycles. So if you can identify specific years when your life stepped forward noticeably, and then look where Jupiter was at the time, and see if key planets in your own chart were being brought to life by his forward, backward, forward motion. If it's happened 2 or 3 times already, then you can be pretty sure that it will happen the next time too, and maybe the time after that. And you'll also realize that there's nothing to be afraid of in a retrograde transit, because it's all part of the larger process, as we said. And that's all for now. I hope you'll join me again soon, and we can talk about the planets some more.